The Quiet Mind. Sayings of White Eagle. First published 1972. Is calm, quiet and steady - trusting in God's goodness and His perfect plan. The source of this teaching, channeled to the physical world by the spiritual teacher who has given us his name White Eagle, is an Illumine group of wise teachers known as the Star Brotherhood. Their ashram at the inner etheric level is in the Himalayas. Their work is to help people of all religious paths live in greater peace, harmony and understanding of the perfection of God's plan for life on earth. Introduction. The Quiet Mind comes in response to many requests for a collection of White Eagle's sayings chosen to give guidance and help with the problems and experiences of everyday. The title is from White Eagle's own words in Grace Cook's book Meditation. The secret of strength lies in the quiet mind. A passage from the same book enumerates those qualities of soul revealed in the beautiful and perfect personality of a master, qualities to which the disciple to aspires on the path towards mastership, and provides the framework for the quiet mind. For the sayings fall into groups arranged round each of these qualities in turn, to help us to face with courage and wisdom those trials of every day, both great and small, which come to test us, whether we ring true. The passage in question reads: if you can think of yourself as being all that you know you should be, constant, gentle, loving and kind to every man, woman and child, and to every circumstance in life, kind and tolerant in your attitude towards all conditions on earth, above all, if you can conceive yourself as being completely calm in all conditions and circumstances, quiet and yet strong, strong to aid your weaker brethren, strong to speak the right word, to take the right action, and so become a tower of strength and light, if you can see yourself facing injustice and unkindness with a serene spirit, knowing that all things work out in time for good, and that justice is always eventually triumphant, if you have patience to await the process of the outworking of the will of God, if you can picture becoming like this, you will know something of mastership. White Eagle speaks, not from a remote height, but as one who himself trod this way when on earth, through many, many lives. He speaks with authority, but with real and tender love and understanding, often with humor, always constructively, never critically. If we can follow where he leads, each one of us can at least find strength and comfort in tribulation. At most, we shall find perfect happiness. Let us never forget, however, that we do not walk alone, for, as White Eagle says, if the veil could be drawn aside, you would indeed feel happy and thankful to know that by the power and through the will of God, the spiritual beings come close to help you on your upward climb. Try to feel the comfort of their warm hand clasp, their hand upon your shoulder, their understanding. Your spiritual teacher and guide knows your every aspiration, every difficulty that you endure. Your guide knows your innermost need, and will comfort you and lead you into green pastures and beside still waters. By your love, by your belief in God's love, your belief in love itself, you can create the bridge across which we come to you. Think of your master as being very natural, very loving and simple. The more simple you are yourself, the nearer you will be to realization of his or her nature. He smiles upon you, and often his eyes twinkle with tender humor. When you think of him, remember the twinkling eyes, the tender humor and the wise understanding. All God seeks from you, his child, is the devotion of your heart. He wants your heart for God, your heart for all that is good. For God is love, and he that loveth knoweth God and doeth what God wills, to him all things are possible. Have patience and keep on working for God. 1. The Master Soul is constant. In the mind of God dwells the picture of the perfect human being, God's Son, Daughter, Christ, you. To God you are not the weak and erring child of earth. God holds you ever in thought as the perfect form, the Christ man-woman, created in God's own image. Help from above. If you will be steadfast on the path to which your feet have been guided, you will find the treasure of life, a never-ending stream of help and healing and happiness. We, your companions and guides, are on the road by your side. Not one of you stands alone. You have only to ask in simple trust, and you shall receive. Whatever your need, it shall be supplied. Activity in God. To love is to live in God. Loving is activity in God, so that every thought and action is in God, not in the world. When you love, you no longer respond to the vibrations of destruction and death, but to those of the more abundant life. Focus heart and mind on God. The one sustenance, the great sustaining power all humankind can receive, is strength from God. If you are sick in body, weary in mind, despondent and hopeless, turn your thoughts away from yourself. Turn your thoughts and your prayers and your praise to God. Focus your whole heart and mind upon God. Never waver, never falter, hold fast to belief in the Great Spirit, and in God's light you will find that every need of your life will be met. Ring true. Bear true. This is the essence of the spiritual life. The note of the Spirit is sounded on the higher planes, and the knocks you receive in everyday life are to test you, whether you can ring true. To ring true you must always sound the note of God, or good, which is within you. Keep on keeping on. How often have we said, keep on keeping on? This means constantly pulling yourself up to the mark. It means a constant contact with your higher self, a putting aside of the claims of the lower self and a continual joyous giving, giving, giving to God, to humankind. True values. You are spirit first and body last. Let your spirit so shine before all that they may see their Christ in you. Your true self. The first and greatest claim upon you is the claim of God, or of your spirit, or, in other words, your highest self. Your true self is a shining spirit. You must be true to that shining spirit above all things. Let nothing draw you aside from your soul's pursuit of truth and light and eternal love. The way to pray. The way to pray is to put yourself into complete attunement with the Spirit of love. Be in it, live in it. Think not of yourself and of your earthly need, but of God. Of yourself you are nothing, but when you dwell in the center of the star, or that heavenly light, you become great because you are then consciously with God and God is with you, and all things work together for good when you are with good or with God. Tests and disappointments. Every soul has to withstand great pressure and to be well tested. Supposing the Master called upon you to do an important piece of work which was going to involve many souls, and supposing you had not been tested and proved? It is possible that you would break down under the stress of the work. We are telling you this in order to help you in your endeavors to follow the path of light, with all its testings and disappointments. AngelsHeaven.org. The wider vision. Such a glorious opportunity stretches before each one of you. The trivialities of every day, the disappointments and the petty annoyances and the hurts which you allow yourselves to receive from daily life, are all very small, but you yourselves allow them to seem very big. Let them recede, concentrate your whole being upon the love of God. Be His child, her child. Surrender your self-will to the divine will. The life-giver. Children, there is no death, and there need be no weariness of the flesh. There is no weariness when the soul has entered into the full glory of the Son, the Almighty One. May all tiredness and weariness be dispelled by the inflowing life-giver, the Son. Worship the Lord your God. Don't bow down to mammon, and all the material difficulties and problems of the world. If instead you will turn to worship God with all your heart and soul and mind, all the cares of mortal life will be dissolved, because they will have no part in you, no abiding place in your heart. The Christ in you can deal in a masterly way with these perplexities. Security. Walk each day in childlike faith, with your hand clasped in the hand of your Master. That hand is the hand of truth, it is security, it will never fail you. People of earth may fail you, but never your Master. And in seeking him or her, let this thought help you, that you will find your Master, you will see your Master and hear his or her voice speaking to you, When you have learned to overcome the not-self, or the lower self, and to think always and speak as your higher self commands. Keep your contact. Whenever you are tired or weary, seek the presence of the Golden One, and draw into your soul the love, the gentle beauty, the refreshment that issues from that presence. If you can keep your certain, sure contact with God, nothing can go wrong in your life. You have no need to worry about decisions whether to do this, that or the other. Your decisions will be made for you, but you must be awakened to the Spirit, quickened in spirit, so that you will instantly respond to the gentle guidance of the Almighty Presence within you. One-pointedness. Watch and pray are not idle words. Follow the light as it breaks in your own heart, obey the voice of your inner spirit, do those things which you know are right. Dwell often on thoughts of God. The power which comes when the heart is set upon God can reverse negative to positive, darkness to light. The inflowing of the light will produce perfect health because it will produce harmony. Love is light, and light is life. Never concentrate on disease or darkness, concentrate on harmony, light. Center your whole thought upon the Spirit of the Lord Christ, the gentle Master. Then the weariness of the flesh will fall away from you, because by your own inner effort you are transmuting those dark atoms into light. If you could live always in the light, you would need no healing from outside, the light itself would heal you. The Presence of Christ. At all times keep in your heart the thought of the presence of Christ, remember His ever-peacefulness and calm amidst the turmoil of worldliness. You who are His disciple must ever seek to find the place of quietude and sweetness in the midst of the crowd. It is easy in solitude to be close to Him, but you must learn to become aware of your Master, despite the crowding of the multitude. 2. Is gentle, loving, kind. Overcome egotism. One of the first lessons of an aspirant, one of the points of brotherhood, is to overcome egotism. Then the flowers of the Spirit bloom and you have your saint. A saint is human, is understanding, a saint is able to enter into all the feelings, the joys and the sorrows of another. A saint is all love. The brotherhood love you. Ministers of God are by your side, no single detail in your life, not a thought or an action, escapes them. But they judge not, they only love, with deep compassion and wide understanding. Remember this, and pray that a love such as theirs will fill your heart, so that you look upon all people with the same gentle loving kindness as the brethren of the light regard you. No compromise. If the action of another irritates you and you chafe under a sense of injustice, do not try to attack, even in your thoughts, the one who appears to have offended. Have you not given yourself to the Master of Love? There can be no compromise. Your way is clearly shown. It is the way of love, gentleness, peace. The healing power of love. The emotion of real love is light, and if we think of the suffering in the world with compassion, as we imagine Christ thought of it, we can send forth a great light which will find a resting place in the heart of the weary and the sad and the sick, and will in time create a new life, a new body. When you are confused. When you come up against a difficulty and there is confusion and misunderstanding, go into your innermost sanctuary. Seek the presence of the gentle Christ, and ask what He would do in the circumstances in which you are placed. Lay down your problem. Cast your burden upon the Lord. In other words, let go, surrender, lay down your problems. Do not try to unravel the knot, which gets tighter and tighter as you pull at it. Lay it down. Concentrate all your heart upon that gentle, loving personality, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all knots will be unloosed, all problems solved. Have faith in God. As you surrender your will to God, and have faith and confidence in the love of God, so will that love be continually demonstrated to you and will work out in your lives. If you live in accordance with spiritual law, you will harm no one and no one can harm you. Wise love. The Master takes notice of your every effort to perfect the nature of love. He understands your failures and your triumphs, and continues to pour His love upon you. If He who is so beautiful, so great in spirit, can continue to love you, in spite of all? Is it so hard for you to give your little love to others, and all living things? But there is much to learn in the lesson of brotherhood. Bear in mind that love divorced from wisdom is no longer love. You must learn to distinguish between true, impartial and compassionate love, and emotionalism, which will sweep you off your feet and destroy love. To love is to give the highest and truest within you to your brother, sister. To love is to give the light from your own soul, the white light of Christ. This is love. Apply love to your problem. Love is the solvent of all difficulties, all problems, all misunderstandings. Apply love, by your inner attitude towards any human problem. Put aside the reasoning mind. Let divine love operate in you. From your inner self give God's love, and you will be surprised to find that every problem will be solved, every knot loosened. Be comforted. Be at peace. Be comforted. Be comforted, dear ones. There is eternal life for all souls who love God, who is love, and where there is love there can be no separation. Your loved one is by your side. Death cannot separate you. Be comforted and at peace. When you are at variance, when you come up against personal hurts, try to attune yourself to the heights, to the form of the Golden One enthroned in the blazing Sunday as you hold that vision. Think of the one with whom you are at variance and a shaft of light will go to that person. Then there will be a change in the position and all will go smoothly. In this way crooked places are made straight. The Master's Way. The wise person does not argue, but remains silent and goes quietly on their path, concerned only with learning to follow in the footsteps of their Master. The Gentle One. Understand that you yourselves must work in your everyday life. It is your reactions to daily events and to the conditions of life that really bring about attunement, achievement. It is no good listening to White Eagle or to any other teacher unless you yourself work for self-mastery. The beginning of this work is your awareness of the still small voice within, of that gradually increasing light in you which causes you to react as a gentle brother or sister to all the conditions and all the circumstances of life. Love is an inward beauty. To love is to give the Christ Spirit within, without any thought of return. You are also a partment to feel that you must have a return for your love, but the soul has to learn to give love. Love is an inward beauty which flows from the heart, from the life. Let love rule. Let love rule. There is nothing to fear except fear. Fear is your enemy and the last to be overthrown. Have no fear. Resign all to the wisdom and the love embodied in divine law. Do your best. Be true and sincere and loving in your human relationships. Let love rule your heart and life. Be gentle with yourself. Jesus said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." This does not mean selfishness, it means kindliness to yourself because you are God's child. Do not give yourself more attention than you need, but take care of yourself and do not continually slay the God within you. Give opportunities in your daily life for the Christ within to manifest itself. This is what we mean by loving yourself, and this is what Jesus meant when he said thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love peace of mind. Love doing the right thing, love living according to divine law. Release comes with forgiveness. To forgive is often difficult, my children, but with forgiveness release comes to the spirit, the soul that has been in bondage and perhaps stretched upon the cross of suffering no longer suffers. In the degree that you respond to love and beauty, you are increasing beauty on earth, and by the same token decreasing that which lies on the other side of the scale. The darkness and ignorance and bitterness and selfishness of humanity. The way of the disciple. And how, you ask, are we to walk the spiritual path? We answer, say little, love much, give all, judge no one, aspire to all that is pure and good, and keep on keeping on. 3. Is tolerant. Loving means seeing good. You must learn so to act, so to live each day, that you are naturally, at all times, a being of love. Love is not sentimentality. Love is seeing good, seeing God, recognizing the divine law of cause and effect working throughout all life. To love is to be tolerant towards all the happenings of daily life, to be patient, thoughtful, kind and meek. All these qualities are contained in the one word, love. Look below the surface. Do not judge by what you see on the surface, but develop an inner vision and insight into spiritual cause and effect. Then you will know that you can judge no one. Forgive us our trespasses. We shall do well to remember how much we ourselves need forgiveness, and to learn to forgive freely, judging no one. Another soul is unknown to us, but it is our duty, our surpassing joy, to search ever for the spark of the divine in all. Magic that heals. There is always something beautiful to be found if you will look for it. Concentrate on beauty rather than on the reverse. This positive, loving attitude towards life and people is all part of the divine magic which we are endeavoring to reveal to you. It is helping you to perceive the divine presence, helping you to put into operation the divine magic which heals. The human and the divine. Withhold judgment and criticism. The human way is to judge in haste the actions of others, but the divine way is to remain quiet and loving. You are divine as well as human, and are here on earth to learn to manifest divinity. The elder brethren do not judge. The elder brethren labor ceaselessly for you and for all humanity. They do not get angry nor do they judge their younger brethren, because they know God's laws, God's plan for the unfoldment of the God within each one of you. The young in soul are quick to pass judgment on others, but the elder brethren are patient, they do not expect too much. Be thankful for your karma. Do not criticize your brother or sister, for this brings about disintegration in your own being, in your own life. Instead, look in love and thankfulness on those with whom your karma has brought you into association. The life that makes all things new. God in you makes all things new. When you realize the Christ Spirit within, everything changes for you. For then you begin to see beauty instead of ugliness, love instead of hate, to realize health instead of sickness. The world becomes fresh and new, as when after rain you can look out on an earth washed clean, and shining with the sunlight. The Sleeping Princess. Often you see only the rough practical exterior of another person. If only you could cut away the thorns, you would find a gentle and beautiful nature beneath, sleeping. Strive always to find the princess hidden behind all the prickly growth in life. We all possess the light within, we all have that higher, that princess self. We should therefore deal with each other lovingly, always seeking the best, and encouraging beauty in every possible way. Happiness beyond your dreams. You can purify your own physical atoms by right thinking, right speech, right action, right living, judging no one, then, imperceptibly, will come a raising of your consciousness, a happiness of which you have not dreamed, and a gracious and gentle power will grow within you which will make all crooked places straight, and which will open your prison doors, even as the angel touched the door of Peter's prison and set him free. The Gentle Spirit. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. The words come to you in love, and are to help you when you are in trouble and difficulty. When emotions threaten to overwhelm you, just forgive, and all shall be forgiven, and God will bless you, my child. Forgiveness. Have you ever thought what forgiveness means? You, your own self, your own personality, needs your forgiveness. Your spirit is divine, but until you have overcome, your personality remains human and needs the forgiveness of your spirit. As you forgive, as your spirit forgives your personality, so also you will learn to forgive others for all their seeming errors. If you will train yourself to think in terms of love and forgiveness every moment of your life, a most beautiful healing will take place in you. In the presence of the Master. In the presence of the Master, anger and resentment dissolve, you are filled with peace, overcome with adoration and love. Your consciousness is instantly raised above the pulls and antagonisms of the earthly plane. Respect your brother. The true light is a gentle love which, rising in you, causes you to look on the world with understanding and compassion and respect. When you respect the soul of your brother or sister, you respect their life in every way. This gentle spirit, this respect one for another, must come. For this is the generation of the one true light, and this true light is that of love. Be patient with your days. If you are delayed, if your work does not seem to be developing as you hoped, do not be despondent or disheartened, but be thankful that you are being trained for greater initiation. No great or good work is ever accomplished without patient preparation. Every detail of the soul's work must be perfectly done. So be patient in your work, patient with all the happenings of your daily life, and especially be patient with your companions. 4 is calm, quiet and steady. I am with you. Whatever ordeal lies before you, remember the Christ presence, for it will never leave you, it brings peace and courage. Lo! I am with you always. God will not fail you. When in doubt, do nothing. Be still, have patience and wait. Learn to be still, my children, to be calm and still and wait for God. God will not fail you. Beneath the clamor of the world, you long for peace. You think of peace as being goodwill towards each other, goodwill among the nations, the laying down of arms. But peace is far more than this. It can only be understood and realized within your heart. It lies beneath all the turmoil and noise and clamor of the world. Beneath feeling, beneath thought, it is found in the deep, deep silence and stillness of the soul. It is spirit, it is God. The center of peace. Pray, lead me, Heavenly Father, show me the way. But it is no good appearing calm outwardly while remaining a seething volcano inwardly. You must develop inner calm. Daily seek for that still center within your soul which is the abiding place of the Christ Spirit, the master of your lodge. You become overdriven and disturbed by little things, petty things. This you must not do. Pray to be the master in the lodge of your own being. Learn to rule your lodge with love and truth, wisdom and beauty. Seek the greater, let the lesser go. We would remind you very tenderly that you pay too much attention to earthly values. We do not mean that you should neglect your earthly duties, but we suggest that you should get a clearer understanding of the relative values of spiritual and earthly things, for so much that you consider necessary and important to you is not important. If you will seek always the stillness, the peaceful spirit of the Lord Christ, you will find that through this you open the windows of your soul, and the light of the Christ Spirit will flood your soul and life, and that which seemed to you to be a trouble and an anxiety will be absorbed into the light. My peace I give unto you. The Master is tender and loving and knows your need. He understands your difficulties and disappointments and says, "Come, brother, come, sister, come above the mists, come unto me, and I will give you that inner peace for which you long." Where peace abides, peace and healing lie within the heart of God. Live in the heart of God. There is no fear there. Relax those tense nerves. Be at peace, beloved child, relax those tense nerves. Relax just for 5 minutes, and concentrate on the presence of the Lord Christ. Imagine you can see Him in His golden glory. Feel His love flowing to you. Trust Him, for good, and only good, is coming to you, but do not stop its coming by being worried and anxious. Poise. The brethren of the great lodge in the world of spirit are happy because they are at peace, undisturbed by dark happenings. You will say, "Is it right to be undisturbed by the dark things?" Yes, my child, because by maintaining inner peace and letting the light burn steadily within you, you are doing far more good than if you get excited and argumentative about disagreeable conditions. Keep your poise, be steady on your path. God knows your need. God knows every need of your body, your soul and your spirit. Learn to be calm and still, and do your best, with love in your heart. If you do your best, God will do the rest. Now trust in your best, and in God. Work quietly. The answer to your own individual problem and heartache is to surrender all to God. Be still within, be calm. Do not try to overdrive your life.